So one of the things that makes us uniquely positioned in the market is our ability to extract information from 1,700 different file types. And we're able to do that quite sophisticatedly and using forensics. And that gives us access to a whole wide variety of data, thereby enabling the holistic approach to data discovery.
I'd like to say a big thank you to our sponsors, Talent Insights. Talent Insights are Australia's leading specialist data recruitment business. With offices in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane, their experts are providing recruitment strategy and building data teams for clients across industries Australia-wide. They provide recruitment solutions for all roles across the data lifecycle, including data engineering, data science, advanced analytics, customer and marketing insights, business intelligence, data product managers, and data governance. They're skilled at finding the best permanent and contract hires for your business needs, as well as statement of work, project focus, data resources. At Talent Insights, relationships matter most. I can say from first-hand experience, Talent Insights are fantastic to work with. Whether you're a business leader within an HR network or a specialist data candidate, Talent Insights should be the first company you turn to for all your data recruitment needs. Find them at talentinsights.com.au.
Data Futurology has three exciting conferences coming up in the second half of the year. So we have Data Engineering coming up on the 5th of September in Sydney, followed by Advancing AI in Sydney on the 6th and 7th of September. And then in end of October, October 24th and 25th, we're going to have our Ops World event in Melbourne. As usual, our conferences cover three main pillars, which one is executive perspectives on leadership and strategy in the space. The second one is industry use cases and case studies, where you can see how other people are applying the technologies or what they're doing, what type of innovations they're doing in their organizations that can help you. And then the third one is we review advancements in the technologies. What is the new tech stacks that we could be implementing? How are people switching from one type of platform to another? Come and find out what's happening in the community. Bring your teams along, get everyone together. It's going to be three great events. Hope to see you there. Thanks.
We're going to move on to a presentation now with Vinay Joseph. He's the pre-sales lead for APAC around AI, big data, and NLP at OpenText. And he's going to be talking about building AI systems with quality and holistic data. So obviously something that we're all interested in, having better and better quality data and feeding that into our AI systems to improve the performance. So for that, please welcome Vinay.
Hello, my name is Vinay Joseph. I look after the unstructured analytics side of the business at OpenText. And in my role, I cover all of APAC. I meet customers from various industry verticals, and I hope to cover as much as I possibly can. In case I don't get through my slides, do feel free to come and have a chat with me. If there's anything that strikes your curiosity, I'd be more than happy to have an extended conversation with you at the booth. All right, here we go. So there's an exponential growth in human data, as you can see, especially in the form of unstructured data. So we're talking about things such as social media. We're talking about video from broadcast channels. We're talking about documents, emails, so on and so forth. And that produces a problem when it comes to performing analytics. And that's some of the stuff that we try to cover. So what we do is we have a tool set in the form of IDOL, which stands for Intelligent Data Operating Layer. And we have coverage across over 1,700 file types, and we can perform analytics on any type of data. So that could be text, that could be audio, that could be video or images. And we do that whilst modeling the security of the organization. So we ensure that only those who are supposed to look at what they see will have access to that. And we take a augmented intelligence approach to this, in the sense that if you have an expert who can do a particular job, how can you scale that across, say, 9 million documents or news articles, so on and so forth? So some of the problems that we've addressed with our customers include compliance, governance, ROT analysis. We heard a lot of PII violations that have happened here in Australia quite a bit. A lot of that is because people have unstructured information sitting in file shares or sitting on a web server, so on and so forth, and they don't know that it contains a name. They don't know that it contains an Australian address or it contains a driver's license. So being able to detect that using analytics on unstructured text is really where we're able to provide solutions. And a lot of our partners and system integrators have built solutions on data loss prevention so that companies can ensure that their data remains safe and not violated. So the other things that we do for especially government customers of ours is freedom of information requests. Someone calls up and they want to find out information about a particular aspect of civic life, they can do that. And IDLE is used behind the scenes to get that information. We'll go into a bit more detail in my demo. And finally, because of the suite of capabilities that we have on video, audio, and images, we can do safe cities type use cases with surveillance analytics and security. Okay. So what is IDLE? Basically, it's a platform with a layer of REST APIs, over 500 different ML functions, where you can consume these APIs from pretty much any client and create any type of analytics. So we also have an ingestion platform, and we can perform content extraction over 150 different content repositories using our connectors, right? I already talked about video image analytics, and we can also perform speech to text on audio. We'll see examples of that. So what we've done off late is that we've started to build solutions, because when we talk to our customers, most of them are wanting to know what's the type of solutions that you can build on this. So we'll look at some of the two solutions that we've built, particularly in the law enforcement vertical. I'm sure you're going to find it very interesting. So we think we're pretty good, but the industry analysts also agree with us. As you can see, we've been leading the charge in the text analytics and document-oriented analytics space. So let's now move on and look at the IDLE platform in detail. So we've got an ingest capability. These are some of the ML functions that you can see, and we're able to ingest the information because of our suite of connectors. We can also perform analytics post-ingestion or during ingestion. And then we have our REST API layer, which a developer community can build applications on that can be then deployed across the enterprise in a secure, scalable manner, right? So let's go into some more detail here. So what we do during ingestion is we deploy connectors at the source. We respect the security model, ingest the data as it's coming in. Sometimes a file can contain multiple files. So we can forensically identify a PDF, an image, or a JPEG. And we can look at a zip file and pretty much extract into it. We can open an Office document and look at any embedded OLLI objects in that, index that, create a relationship, so on and so forth. That provides a holistic approach to data discovery, e-discovery, so on and so forth. So when we do come across images which contain text in it, we have an OCR engine. It's our native engine. We can also do speech to text. Speech to text is a bit tricky, because before you do speech to text, you've got to know what language the speech is in. So we can do language identification on audio files. And then based on the identified language, we can then apply the relevant speech tech algorithm. I was talking to a customer who was telling me that they wanted to monitor conversations that's happening, and people are switching languages when they want to introduce code words. So we're able to do that using ML in order to find out what's actually happening. All right, so duplicate detection, named entity extractions, we can do that. We ship an SDK. I'll go into more detail on that. We have a categorization module. So if you have data that you want to categorize, we can do that. We have binary categorization. We have clustering algorithms. Redaction is the opposite of our named entity extraction capability. So let's say that you have a driver's license that's put into a Word document that's uploaded on SharePoint. We can index that Word document. So I think I've lost my video or my slides. Yeah, we can index that Word document, and then we can pretty much redact that information and create an alert on it. So
I'll jump in. So mate, I know that you're building up to, building up some of the use cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell us what are some of those that you're going to focus on?
So some of the use cases that we have been working on are things such as fact extraction from unstructured text. So let's say we have, you're going to a restaurant franchise and you're analyzing their menus and you're going to pull out some information about dishes that were on the menu, but the kitchen never made it, and you want to perform analytics on that so that you can give insights to the organization and the management. So those are some of the kind of things that we've been working with customers on.
So primarily focus is around ingesting unstructured data from within the organization to make it accessible to technical users or to business users? Where's the main focus?
We can focus on technical or business.
Yeah.
It all depends on the vertical in the organization that has the business requirements. So in some cases, it might be rot analysis. So you have large organizations, they don't know what's in their file share, and it could potentially be exploited. We have currently talking with some SI partners to identify APIs that are exposed on the webs that are not guarded. So we will monitor web logs and look at what looks like a URL. We'll extract that information and try to hit it to see if we can access it.
Yeah.
Are we back?
And one last question, and then I'll let you continue. What does the consumption layer look like for, because most of the descriptions sound like it would be useful for the technical teams that they can integrate to their workflows or to their products.
Yeah.
And so I kind of understand that. What does the consumption layer look like for the business users?
So the business users could pretty much layer in some sort of a dashboard using Tableau, or it could even be an open source application such as Fine, which we ship out of the box. You could even have your own ECM systems and your own ingestion pipeline, where you might take our analytics and then you might ingest it into something else from there, like a workflow platform or so.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Mayo.
Cool. Continue. Thanks. Right. So our platform, here we go. I can't see it over here. Okay. So our licenses are perpetual and subscription-based, depending on the needs of the business. We can deploy this in the cloud. We can deploy it on Docker containers, right? We are operating system agnostic. We've even deployed it on an iPhone. And integration is via the following programming languages with the various SDKs that are available. And right, scalability is kind of important in our game. To give you an idea of what a small data set is that we play with, we're looking at probably 5 million docs. My demo environment has 9 million docs. Large data sets, we're talking about 1.5 billion documents, emails, so on and so forth, right? So we analyze a huge amount of data. And the more data you give us, the more accurate our algorithms get. So that's just to give you an idea of that. And entity extraction on 1.2 billion documents per day. That's quite significant. Okay, next. So we also have the ability to OEM our solutions, and a lot of our companies, as you can see over there, they use IDOL in order to OEM the solutions so that they can on-sell that to their customers. And as I've already covered, we're platform agnostic. You can deploy it on Linux, Windows, whichever is your favorite OS. No problems. So these are some of our connectors. So I mentioned earlier on, we have 150 different connectors. So these are the enterprise softwares that we connect with, on-prem or cloud, not a problem. We can index this. And if you have a repository that's not listed and it's not part of our out-of-the-box connector capability, we can build a connector for you and ingest that information into IDOL. Right, so let me talk about dynamic corpus briefly. So we have this thing called the dark web, and there's a lot of private information that's being stolen and sold over there. So when we talk to our law enforcement customers, what they say is, can you go into this particular location and find out if the following addresses or names or driver's license are available? Now, that's a very complex problem because the dark web is huge. And it's not like your normal internet where you can click on one link and go to the next link. It's completely mangled up. So what we do is we've created this dynamic corpus capability where we can contextually and conceptually map out what's on a page, see if that's of interest, and then move on to the next page or dig further. That gives you the ability to track where are drugs being sold, where is credit card information being sold, where is driver's license information being sold. This is the kind of stuff that's very, very useful in terms of detecting what's already been stolen, as an example, right? And we can do that proactively. Next, so I talked about security briefly. We do maintain security. So we understand that a user in a particular organization can have different IDs across that organization. You can have heterogeneous identity providers. We're able to map all of that together using our Map Security plugin, and we're able to trim results as it comes back to the various users. And we've got encryption during transit and also at rest and document level security. So one of the things that makes us uniquely positioned in the market is our ability to extract information from 1,700 different file types. And we're able to do that quite sophisticatedly and using forensics. And that gives us access to a whole wide variety of data, thereby enabling the holistic approach to data discovery. We can also do that on audio, video, and images. So some of the things that we've done, particularly for the US Army, is being able to have a drone fly over a particular road and then monitor what is the pattern of traffic on that road. So if there is, say, an IED located in a particular location, you can see people swirling around that spot. And that's the local. So we're able to suss that out just by flying that drone and constantly monitoring that feed using some of our analytics as an example. Right. So I think we've covered all that. Right, text mining. So within documents, what we do is things such as entity extraction, an entity association, sentiment analysis, categorization, so on and so forth. So if these are some of the analytics that you're looking for to introduce into your app, come and have a chat with me. And we can also do that across documents through graphs. We can hyperlink information. We have the ability to conceptually cluster documents that contains the same topic. And then we can create a hierarchy on the fly, like a taxonomy, so you can drill into it. So let's talk about entity extraction briefly. So you can see here, we've got a news article and we're pulling out things such as places. We're very good with places. We can pull out organizations. We can actually pull out first name, last names from unstructured text. And we can tell you if that name is an Indian name as opposed to a common name from another country, so on and so forth. So that gives us the ability to look for PII type data. And that's really useful. So I talked about PII. We also can do stuff on PHI. So I was talking to a large medical provider, and they wanted to pretty much analyze medical notes to extract diseases and drug names from these notes and perform analytics on that. And we were able to do that using our extraction grammars. The other thing that we have over here is these are some of the entities. We have about 250 entities that we can pull out of the box. And if you can't find an entity over there, we can help you create a custom entity. So these are some of our PII packages. So like I said, passport numbers, nationality, name, email addresses. We can do that across various languages and countries. And we also try to pull federal markings from documents. So a document might have a classification of top secret, so on and so forth. And based on that, you might want to do certain types of analytics. So we can do that with US and Australian documents. Sentiment analysis is kind of a nuanced field. So you can have sentiment analysis on a tweet, or you can have financial sentiment analysis. So for example, Forbes might publish an article that will talk about an impact financially to an organization. That information might be of interest to a hedge fund who's basically analyzing this information on a regular basis. That's the kind of stuff that we can pull out. We can see, is that share price going up? Is that going to go down? So on and so forth. Fact extraction is also quite stunning. So what you can do in a document is you can pull out information about entities and how those entities have properties associated with it. We extract that information and we store it in our data store or our fact bank so that you can use natural language processing, question answering to pull that information out. Classification and clustering is something that I briefly covered on previously. So what you're looking at over there is our topic map. So that's generated out of probably 9 million news articles at the bottom. And you can see without any training whatsoever, we can pull out important facts mathematically out of the document corpus. And our customers find this very, very interesting because it helps them with things such as anomaly detection. I wasn't looking for that, but I found it. And that information is really useful to my organization because now I need to act on it. The stuff that you're seeing above that is the spectrograph. So we can map out how a story that started last Friday has evolved into subtopics across the week. Now that's kind of information is important for political campaigns or for news organization, or a company has released a new product and they want to see how that product is faring in the market. Next. So we use natural language processing, conceptual matching. We do have Boolean and keyword search, and we can use filtering using parametric filters. Some of the other things that we do is automatic query guidance. So if you give us a term, we can guide you to things you never even thought about in that term. So classic example over here, as you can see, is Ford Motor Company as an example, right? And we can go drill it down to models of Ford. And we can get that information from the data. So you're not building a model here. You just give us the data. We will give you the analytics back. We can also do things such as story segmentation. So we can look at a broadcast news media, and then we can perform facial recognition. So is there a particular politician who was giving a speech at a particular time? What are some of the key things that was discussed in that speech? That information is very important to an intelligence analyst who's probably curating news, and he doesn't have the bandwidth to do it across all the channels. So you scale that particular function using IDLE, and we can give you a summary and things like that. So once we get this data, what do? We have to personalize that information. So when a user searches for the word Java, for example, Java could mean a programming language. So you could return articles on object-oriented, so on and so forth, or it could be an island in Indonesia. It depends on who's doing the search. So we can intelligently map out who the user is and present results accordingly. So what we've done with all of these tech is we've built virtual assistants. So we have something called the answer server. And what it does is it answers questions. So we can look at documents to pull out the information, or pre-curated FAQs, we can get it out of that. Or we have this thing called a fact bank. And the fact bank is really useful for structured data. So if you have a data warehouse and you want to perform English language queries on that structured data warehouse, you can put that information into a fact bank and use IDLE answer server. So fact extraction is something that's extremely useful. We need to look at documents, identify the fact, extract it, validate it, and then store it so that you can query it. And then if that fact changes, you got to be able to store the updated information because you can't give old stuff. So it requires quite a bit of processing and quite a bit of analytics to do that. So that's what we do with IDLE. And then we're now moving into graph analytics. So we've just come up with our knowledge graph, and we're using NLP on graphs. So it's mostly when you look at graphs, people will give you a particular node name. What if you got the node name wrong? What if it's a sounds like, or what's the contextual relevancy in terms of distance to that node? So that's the kind of stuff that we can do here. And we can do that across huge volumes of data. Right. So let's go into something more interesting now, video and image analytics. So we've got, I think I'll skip all this. I'll just go to the cool stuff. So we can do OCR, and we can do that across video and audio. So you can see at the bottom there, I'm reading text off news broadcast. I'm also getting stuff off documents. Image recognition, stolen paintings. Is this painting a forgery of that particular painting? That's something that we've done in the past, and we've done quite beautifully in terms of identifying these things. This particular use case is for ad agencies who want to tell their customers how much of time has a particular logo been on a particular news broadcast. So am I getting my money's worth, for example? So we can do stuff like that. We can pull logos out of t-shirts, out of caps, no problems, right? This particular use case here has to do with manufacturing. So you have a camera on an assembly line, and the company is making tools. So as the toolbox is going through the assembly line, they're trying to notice, are there any missing parts or missing tools from this? A human being looking at that 24/7 a day, oh my goodness, that's not going to happen. So this is where an ML model comes really handy, right? The next use case is power lines. So we have an electric company, and what they're doing is they're basically sending peer-to-peer people to go in, networks to go and take photos of broken power lines, and then we perform image classification on that and raise alerts and things like that. And my favorite is the video classification here. You're looking at the video analytics for object class recognition. So we can look at a video, we can pull out what's a vehicle, what's a person, what direction that vehicle is moving in, and we can count all that information, and we can do that quite accurately, right? Facial recognition. So facial recognition, the way it works is you've got to first detect a face, then you've got to recognize that face or match that face across what's in the database. And perhaps you can even do some things like demographics. Now, our demographic algorithm's not exactly 100% hit, but you know, it works sometimes, doesn't. So we can also do clustering. So if you have like 15 faces in a video of the same person, can you group all of that faces to an unknown segment? Yeah, we can do that. We have person classifier. So if you say that I'm looking for a person who wore a blue t-shirt and a red backpack that went down the street at this particular time of day, bang, no problem, we can do that. We can also do traffic analysis. So did the white sedan make an illegal turn? And if so, can we find them? So that kind of stuff requires video analytics. People counting is next. And that's pretty much in a train station. What we're doing over there is that space that's located near the escalators, how packed is that at any given point in time during the day? Those are the kind of analytics that's needed. And next is license plate recognition. This is some of the oldest use cases that we have. We can track license plates across. We can even do it using a moving platform. So if a police car is driving around in a parking lot, we can pretty much read the plates as the car is moving. That's what we did with Dubai Police, and we have a case study on that. Right, so vehicle recognition, audio analytics. So am I over time? I've got some time. Cool. All right. So we can do... So that was speech to text. Now, with speech to text, you've got to take into account people speak English differently from different parts of the world. That's why we've gotten language packs for the Australian accent, for the Singapore accent, for the British accent, and we can build your own accent language pack based on audio ML models, right? So these are some of the languages that we support. And I think very quickly, I'll just skip through all the stuff. We'll go through that. Oops. I want to show the really cool stuff. PII discovery. Yep. That's the NiFi ingestion platform that we have. We built it on Apache NiFi. And move out of that. This is our knowledge discovery UI. And just lastly, I just want to talk about this very briefly. This is Lima. This is our law enforcement media analytics solution. So what we do is we can do face detect, vehicle analytics, or even person and object analytics. And we can provide an audit evidentiary workflow for organizations based on that. All right, I think that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
That brings this episode to conclusion. Thank you so much for listening. Please find us on datafuturology.com or on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram as datafuturology. Also go to datafuturology.com/podcast to find the show notes for this and any other episodes. If you like this episode, it would mean a lot to us if you could leave us a review wherever you listen to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that it was helpful and valuable for you. Thanks again, and see you next time.